in very tough conditions. Muck, obviously, everybody would understand the rain came down the last couple of days, so we dreaded that. More or less from the point of view of the great effort by City of Derry Spartans to put so much effort into the course and everything. But look, that's the name of the game at this time of the year. You can be lucky. They weren't lucky today, but look, it was the same for everybody, and people just got on with it. And the big question mark was, could Finn Valley take that women's team? That's 22 years since they last won it. Obviously, they dominated it for 10 or 12 years back, 20 years ago or so. And, they were hoping to get back on that winning streak. It didn't happen for them today. It was always going to be between themselves and Leeville, with the Dublin clubs then following through on that. And that's exactly what happened as the race progressed. Certainly, it after about... Well, maybe 4 or 5 K they were in the battle, but they didn't hold their position in the finals, a chase for home. And Leeville beat them. I'm just looking at it here now in front of me. Leeville brought home a very strong performance, and they were led home by the girls in second place. I'm just moving this thing here a second, if you bear with me, Mark. They came through in 53. Finn Valley came through in 76 points. Now, the big story out of that Finn Valley team was Amy Green. She had an absolutely best race she ever ran in her life. An unbelievable race. Obviously, she was second under 23, and that's an aspect within the race. And it was a qualifying race in terms of the European Championships for under 23s. And she certainly most definitely nailed her spot on that team for Portugal next month. She finished seventh in division. She was a leading Finn Valley athlete, and she has to be going home wet, cold, and miserable probably in some ways, but delighted and happy that she was able to respond with such a performance. Seventh, as I say, individual, and that brought her home second on the 23. So she was only caught for that number one on the 23 championship spot by a Belfast girl in the final lap. She was followed by Ailish Flanagan. She was just right behind her in 8th spot, and an Olympic athlete, in fact, Ailish. And then we had Roisin Flanagan in 23s. Roisin faded over the last found it tough over the last couple of Ks, so that didn't work for her. And Nolan Scanlon, the principal teacher out there in Drumkeen, she ran the race of her life as well. She was the fourth scoring lady on the team, and a very, 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 very positive performance, aggressive performance as she came through the field, aggressively pushed for every single spot, and added to the team story. So silver medals for Finn Valley, finishing second. DSD from Dublin were third, but congratulations to Leeville. They had second, 11th, 13th, and 27. They included Michelle Finn, the Olympic steeplechaser, on their team because they needed that extra push to get ahead of Finn Valley. But for Finn Valley, well, they'll be happy that they're back in the game again, that they're up there with the best, and they will be planning once again. It may be a year away, but they will plan once again to push for that number one spot, and to overthrow Leeville, as they did DCH many years ago in the battle for the number one spot in Ireland. But that's where they stand tonight, second spot. The other Finn Valley girls in that team, very good run from Nuala Boss, back in competition again, really happy with herself. And Emer McCarroll, she had a good old battle as well. She was 6th or 7th best on the 23s, and she'll be happy with that, and she can build on that and be happy with that. So that was the senior story. And then the other aspect of the senior end of it was that the best performance in the senior men came from Oisin O'Gallon. Oisin's based in the States now. He came at the last minute, well, pretty much at the last minute. He arrived on Friday morning out of the States to race for a place on the Irish team. That didn't work for him today. He finished 12th overall in a very, very, very competitive race up front, a very competitive race up front. And Oisin, as I say, finished 12, didn't get with the leaders at the beginning, didn't get out there with that group that battled it out at the front. He needed to be in that push for home with those guys, and he wasn't. And he did make up some ground in the final laps, but it wasn't enough. He was the best of the Donegal contingent. The only team of any significance in the race from a Donegal perspective was Finn Valley, but they didn't make any impact on the senior men's. Then in the the other big news coming through is that Keelan McFadden, the young Christian lad, as I say, Cranford Athletic Club, very proud Cranford Athletic young fella, he finished second individual in the junior men. He nailed a place on that team for Portugal in the under-20s. Again, a good performance. He was in a group of four right through the race, and you know, you wondered how he was going to respond and in those conditions. And yet when I talked to him, afterwards, I says, well, that was some run to finish second today, Keelan. I don't think those conditions suited you. And he said he loves running in those conditions. So there you are. He positive frame of mind, and he took on that positivity into the race, and finishing second, national under 23 cross country championships, and you know, he nailed himself a place on that Irish under 30 team for the European championships. So himself and Amy Green definitely going to the European championships. So well done to them. Nothing much else there. All right, on that under 18 race, which was ran in conjunction with the juniors, Finn Valley Under 18 lads led by Oran McBrearty, who didn't have a great run today. They finished sixth team. And other bits and pieces, well, the other really, really delightful news midway through the whole thing underage was the Finn Valley Under 16 girls. They ran out of their skins. They really responded. They showed great maturity. They are the national under 16 girls champions, and they won it with about 30, 35, 40 points to spare over Kilkenny. So under 16 girls, Finn Valley are the national Irish champions, under 16 girls champions, and they seriously deserved it. They were led by Tara Rose Smith up to top 12. Sarah Gilligan came through the field in a mighty manner, showed great attitude right through the end, and she was about 14th, 15th. But she had to make up some ground from where she stood after about halfway, and she did that. Andrea Reid, well, she was the next scorer, and Darcy Clark was the other scorer. So well done, Finn Valley, on the 16 girls. That's a nice age group, you know, to be winning national team titles at, and a couple of good individual athletes there, you know, led by Tara Rose Smith. Conditions at the time they ran were just, it looked to me like hail showers and serious rain coming across from at Templemore, but whatever it was, they were undaunted, and they did the business. The other medals that came to Donegal were the under 12 girls. Finn Valley again, they got the bronze. The Moy Valley from Mayo were first, and Cronin's were second. Finn Valley were third team there. Keelan Gillespie, Murren Burke, Sarka Cunningham, and Eamon Moy, they did the business there. So well done to them. Bronze medals for them going up the road. So they'll be happy with that. But the best individual in that particular under 12 girls came from Eva Marie Nigilawand. So from Letterkenny. She ran a great race. She was always in the picture. She was always in the front running position, and she finished individually sixth. So the best Donegal was Eva Marie, and from Letterkenny. But the team story rotated round Finn Valley, led by Keelan Gillespie, who showed good old guts in the running as well indeed. On the 12 boys, well, Finn Valley, they were fifth. The best of them was Zach McKinley. He got a medal with the Ulster team. Not at his best, obviously, because he's trying to juggle football and running. And, you know, when you miss the training sessions, it tends to hit out at you, and they end up on the fitness level. So, unfortunately, but he did medal, and he did get on that Ulster team. So, well done to him from Finn Valley, and the team finishing fifth. Not a great deal more, but when you pull it all out, the story will be around the Finn Valley finishing second in the seniors, back after 22 years, back in that sphere. That race by Keelan McFadden, that race by Amy Green, great run, and of course the under 16 Valley girls getting the gold team story over the line, and the other 16 girls. So all in all, some good news there. Conditions, people will remember them particularly, and the ground got a fair hammering, as you can well imagine, around Templemore Sports Complex. Big crowd, very well organised, great excitement, great atmosphere, despite the weather, and the venue turned out an excellent, you know, they had the indoor area at the check-ins and everything, so everything worked out particularly well. So well done, City of Derry, from their organisation point of view, and well done to all the medal winners.